God and Lord, with all your graces now outpoured on each believer's mind and heart, your fervent love to them impart. Lord, by the brightness of your light, in holy faith your church unite, from every land and every tongue, this to your praise, O Lord our God, be sung. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Light, guide divine, now cause the word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright, and call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free, and to our ways our Master be, that we in living faith abide. In him our Lord with all our might confide. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Fire, comfort true. Grant us the will your work to do, and in your service to abide. Let trials turn us not aside. Lord, by your power prepare each heart, and to our weakness strength impart, that bravely here we may contend, through life and death to you our Lord ascend. Alleluia, alleluia.
The introit's in your bulletin, and then page 137. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would have satisfied you. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me, there shall be no foreign God among you, nor shall you worship any foreign God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would have satisfied you.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who did send the Holy Spirit to thine apostles, grant to thy people the fruit of their loving prayers, that thou mayest bestow peace upon those to whom thou hast given faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the same Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Pentecost Monday is from the 57th chapter of Isaiah. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would fail before me and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness I was angry and struck him. I hid and was angry. He went on backsliding in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
Then Peter answered, Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The apostles spoke with other tongues the wonderful works of God.
Alleluia.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle them in the fire of your love.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The hymn is hymn 352.
God loved the world so that he gave his only Son for us to save, that all who would in him believe should everlasting life receive.
Christ Jesus is the ground of faith, who was made flesh and suffered death. All who confide in Christ alone are built on this chief cornerstone. If you are sick, if death is near, this truth your troubled heart can cheer. Christ Jesus saves your soul from death. This is the firmest ground of faith. Be of good cheer, for God's own Son forgives all sins which you have done. You're justified by Jesus' blood. Baptized, you have the highest good. Glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praise now and eternity.
Our sermon text is from John 3, verses 14 to 16. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The connective Greek words often direct traffic between phrases and sentences. The conjunction word and connects two parallel thoughts together. The disjunctive word or separates, or may even give an option, between two choices. Other words, that, so that, it is necessary that, allow us to understand the relative importance which the author is attaching to a phrase or sentence. And so all these phrases and sentences are there, but by connecting and disconnecting and putting them together, we learn, well, the truth, the faith. Today's Holy Gospel in St. John chapter 3 presents Jesus' conversation with a Pharisee named Nicodemus. The content of the words are so jam-packed that one is able to know the gospel promise and be saved simply by these words alone. And no doubt it is because of those connectives that we understand the truth. Luther remarks that John's words are able to make the sad happy and the dead alive if only the heart believed them firmly. So with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, let us examine the words of the Holy Gospel from St. John chapter 3. Now, just prior to today's text, Jesus has made a reference to the Old Testament story about the bronze serpent. The people of Israel were being led by Moses during the 40 years in the wilderness. However, they became very discouraged and they complained against God and against Moses. Though God had provided for them, they complained that they had no food or water, but they did. The Lord sent fiery serpents which bit
many people, and many of them died. When they had confessed their sins, Moses prayed for the people to the Lord. Numbers 21, verses 8 through 9 says this, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.' So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived." Jesus uses the Greek connective, houtos, which is translated in the English as "even so." There are many ways it can, but in this one it's "even so." It has the effect of giving another thing, adding another thing which is very similar in its manner or degree to what happened before. So the lifting up of the bronze serpent is similar, even so, to the lifting up of the Son of Man. Now, the lifting up of the Son of Man is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And so with the Old Testament account, the one who is going to die from a snake bite was delivered from death. In the New Testament, Jesus makes it clear that, there's another connective, a henna, what's going to result from this, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That Greek word henna gives the resulting benefit, which results from looking to Jesus in faith. So just as, even so, as they looked, and, well, they were saved from their snake bite, so similarly we look so that, as they did, so that we get the benefits. By faith and believing in Jesus, we have life, eternal life. Now, there is one more word that must be explained in this text. It happens to be the word "must." Sometimes, in English, the word "must" is a kind of helping verb, but that is not the case in this sentence. When Jesus says, "Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up," it's not connected with a verb later on. It's a connective word. It can be translated that it is necessary that, or it's a divine necessity. It must happen. Almost as if there is a compulsion. And the theologians call this a divine necessity. It happens to be the word dei, and it kind of comes at the beginning of the sentence. It says, "It is necessary that, it must happen, that the Son of Man must be lifted up." We ought not read into this compulsion or necessity a kind of reluctance or resistance, as if God was having his arm twisted and he didn't really want to do it. No. The word "must" intimates that the divine compulsion that forced this to happen. And we say, why though? We ask why. The answer is located in the text. John 3:16, the divine compulsion, not forced upon God, but it arose from within him. Jesus tells us of the Heavenly Father when he says, "For," and that's the word, it also is a houtos, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We learn that our salvation was not prompted by our own thoughts. We didn't think this up. Nor by our own words, as if we requested it of God and he hadn't thought of it. Nor by our actions, definitely not those. For we have learned that apart from faith, we are sinful and unclean. The divine necessity which results in the sending of Jesus and his act of being lifted up upon the cross, well, everything is found in the word "for." For God so loved the world. It was God's love for us that moved him. It was a divine necessity because God must do as he is. He is loving, and he therefore must be loving and show himself loving. He cannot act any way other than that. And God's love, his own merciful kindness, provided a rescue for us. The word creates the faith, and it trusts in God, and that brings to us the result, Hannah, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We have salvation in Jesus Christ. Our sins would have led us to death, but through faith and looking to the Son of God, we do not die but live. We are given eternal life. So this message which Jesus brings to the Pharisee Nicodemus must have blown his mind. See, having trusted in his own good works, Nicodemus thought that the divine necessity of God's salvation was triggered by the good works of men. He thought he was so good, God had to love him. God had to save him. But Jesus tells him that the Heavenly Father was compelled, but not by works, but by his own love toward mankind. God's merciful kindness caused him to send us his Son. And now, everyone is directed to look to Jesus that we might be saved. So this Nicodemus, he's been taught. He now knows the truth. And Jesus explains that believers come to the light. But those who do not believe do not want to come to the light. It's not just teaching. It's actually happening. It was at night Nicodemus came. He didn't want others to see him. And who is he coming to? Jesus, who is the light of the world. You see, Nicodemus knew exactly what Jesus meant. For you see, Nicodemus was becoming a believer. Someone who was coming to the light. And what did Nicodemus learn? He learned that he was sinful and unclean, that his good works did not earn his salvation. The reason unbelievers don't want to come because their deeds would be exposed. And yes, Nicodemus' deeds were exposed. But when he comes to the light. He who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen that they were done in God. Nicodemus, who has now come to faith in Christ, when he does do any good works, thanks God, confesses his sins, believes, preaches truth, we say, that's only been done because God is working through you. And so Nicodemus has come to the light that he might be saved and that God might work through him. We see this happens as a result of the preaching and the teaching, so that, yes, Nicodemus comes to the aid of a dead body after the cross. That he and Joseph might have him buried, but it is God who raises him up. Today we gather on Pentecost Monday that we might rejoice in the message that is found in John chapter 3, a message that tells us about God's love and the divine necessity in sending his Son. More than that, the divine necessity that he sent out this word that it might create faith so that we might believe and be born again and become believers in Christ and be saved. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Create in me, page 143.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me joy of
Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost did miraculously pour out thy Spirit on the sons of men, we praise thee for the gracious assurance that he shall remain with thy people always, even unto the end of days. Without his mighty working, we can do nothing that is pleasing unto thee. We know not what to pray for as we ought, unless he help our infirmities and make intercession for us. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. We need his inspiration to think those things that are good and require his guidance to perform the same. Let not our past abuse of thy mercies provoke thee to cast us away from thy presence and to take thy Holy Spirit from us. But rather, do thou give us true repentance and quicken us to a greater diligence in the use of the means of grace and salvation. Pour out thy Spirit upon all flesh. Arise in the greatness of thy strength and awaken to a life of righteousness those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Send out thy light and thy truth to the nations that know not thy name. Shed abroad all spiritual blessings on the churches of thy saints. May they be edified by the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. And walking in thy fear and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, may they be multiplied exceedingly. Bless all the ministers of thy word, endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, and let the words which they speak in thy name be applied to the hearts of men in demonstration of the same Spirit and power. Remember the righteous in their afflictions, help us in every time of need, and at the last, grant us thine everlasting peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on us this day as he had promised the Holy Spirit on the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created.
sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. We beseech thee, O Lord, mercifully sanctify us by these your gifts, so that, having received the oblation of this spiritual victim, may we become an eternal gift worthy of thee, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'll receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Gonna sneak in? All right. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Past our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart what is given us in time be our healing for eternity. Communion psalm is in your bulletin.
But the power of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Be present and help thy people, we beseech thee, O Lord, and having nourished them with heavenly mysteries, defend them from the fury of their enemies, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.